City Radio.
You are here because the outside world rejects you. This is your battle. I want you all to become freaks of nature.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning up Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew. Here's the Flatliners, Nihilism in 99. Right, that was the Flatliners. Let me take this dab real quick.
Reefers.
All right, yes, sorry about that. I am Andrew Bedlam. Now, you are listening to Pogo City Radio. See, I looked at the time signature on that song, and I was like, oh, okay. I got enough time to get a dab and take it and hit it, but I forgot that, like, I, like, talk in the beginning, so that, like, shortened the song by a minute. And then, yeah, I had my dab. I wasn't about to get, like, fully started without taking that dab first. So I had to hit that up real quick. But, yes, I am still not drinking. I've always smoked this much, but just no alcohol now. And it's very depressing. Very depressing. Yes, very depressing. Indeed. One thing not depressing, though. Getting some tattoos Friday. That's right, you heard an S at the end of that word, bitches. Now, I'm getting that Pogo City, the Scratch, aka Vinny Vinyl, tattoo. I'm getting that tattoo down my whole forearm. It's gonna be badass. And I was looking at it, and, like, you know, I got the on the side of my arm, so that Pogo City is gonna be on my forearm. But on the side of my arm, on, like, my bicep and tricep, I got the Misfits skull, and then above that, I got on my shoulder, I got the Let's Start a War skull. So you imagine the Pogo logo, that leaves, like, the fucking head of, like, my bicep untouched. So I'm just getting SDABS right down my bicep above Scratch's mohawk, and it's gonna be badass. It's gonna be badass. So I'll have a Stabs tattoo and a Pogo City tattoo. That's what I'm fucking talking about. All right, but why don't we get to the tracks? Here's Blitz with Fatigue.
We'll be right back.
Blitz, Pogo City Radio with Fatigue right there. Okay, now, so I was talking about smoking, of course, you know, just taking another dab during that one as well, but since I ain't been drinking, I said I've been blowing a bunch of money on a whole bunch of new dab toys, so, like, since I've had them for longer now, like, I feel like I can give, like, a better, like, I have a better feel for them. So first of all, those thermometers, waste of time for me. Think they're bullshit. The E-nail, definitely, like the hot plate type thing, that shit's fucking awesome. But like the little infrared thermometer that you would use at like a work site to take like the temperature of like a pipe or something like that, maybe, like that shit, I don't like it at all. I've bought two of them so far. I even got the one with the higher temperature, and it just does not work that well. It fluctuates, like as I have the laser pointed directly at the quartz, at the crystal that I've just heated, it will fluctuate in the blink of an eye from like 712 degrees to 1,010. Like, so that is just not accurate whatsoever. So I don't understand why, because it only did that when it was real hot. If I did it at something cooler, it was fine. But it was supposed to be able to handle those temperatures. So I was just like, fuck it. I do this shit better by feel anyway. So I'm against the thermometer, but goddamn, do I love this Reclaim Catcher. My dabs taste so much better. My bong is so much cleaner, and the thing fucking works, and it saves it all, and I pop it out and take a dab of the Reclaim. It's fucking sweet, and yes, but another thing that is sweet, we do have something to look forward to. September 12th, Poor Man Inc., putting on that Broken Heroes Dead Blow Hammer, Despised NJ, OC Rippers, the War Lovers from Syracuse, and now the Unsubs from Virginia. It was funny, right? Just yesterday I was driving in my car, and I was like, I want to chill with Joe. Like, I was trying to think of something I could do yesterday, like I was bored, and I was like, Joe's kind of far for me to hang out with, damn. I was like, I wonder when he's going to be back around, and like 5 minutes later, fucking Ramirez from Despise hits me up with a new flyer, and I'm like, oh shit, the Unsubs. So there you go. So it'll be fun to see them September 12th at fucking Hebrew National Park over there. Fucking William Hebrew Park in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. I know LCJ is going. I am going. I believe Katie Chaos is going. That bitch $4 Sean hasn't said for sure he was going, but he better be. And yeah, it'll be a party. Party. But let's get back to the tracks. I should head over, check out that live feed now that I think about it. But yeah, let's get some music on for you motherfuckers. Here's a band with some Oxymoron members. Here is Bad Company Project, All You Kids, up next.
Bad Company project. God damn, do I love that riff. Son of a bitch. Bad Company project right there. I said, God damn, do I love that riff. Now, actually, I was talking about Joe and the Unsubs, and the reason why I was doing that was because I had them queued up, and I forgot to fucking play them. But, so why don't we play them right now? Here they are when I don't know. Get the video on YouTube, bitches. Look out for some oxymoron up after this. The Unsubs coming out of Virginia right there. Catch them September 12th in Jersey, like I said, bitches. And also go to YouTube, type in the Unsubs. That's like the first thing that comes up. And go check out that cameo by LCJ and David, who are both listening live right now. And you can see, there's also like a little cameo by my Johnny Thunders poster. Jess is in front of it. Yes. Yes, so go check out the Unsubs and make sure you come out September 12th. Mask required. Let's get over to some oxymoron. And I lost the song I wanted to play now. God damn sons of bitches. I wanted to play Crisis Identity. We're gonna. You just have to wait because I have to find it again because I had it and it went away. Because they're assholes, right? Assholes. Everyone you meet, asshole, asshole. Ooh, some fucking toxic narcotic. Maybe that'll be next. But we are going to play some Crisis Identity oxymoron first. Here they are.
We'll be right back.
moron coming out of that European country. The European one. That's right. Yes. So fucking running downstairs. I wanted to see if my packages were here. I always take like vitamins and shit. Like I take like the Mega Man vitamins and fucking, but I want it. I didn't get them yet though. I'm trying to try these fucking, what are they called? Nootropics. I want to do that just because I like the word nootropics. No, but I bought some of this lion's mane, those lion's mane mushroom tablet things for your brain, capsule things. I'm gonna fuck them shits up. I'm gonna take them. I'm gonna see. They're supposed to like increase your memory and like speed up your thought process and focus and shit like that. So I'm gonna try those out. And I'm going to see if it helps my fucked up brain at all. And if it just makes me less, like, stoner stupid. Because I am very stoner stupid. So I'm trying to, like, counteract the dumbness I smoke into myself. Reefers. Every 5 fucking minutes. Because, like, I will legit, like, I will walk into the room and have no idea why I'm there, why I got up. And, like, I'm like, what the fuck was I going to go get? It could be food or it could be a fucking fire extinguisher. And my brain's just like, duh. So, I don't know. I'm going to check out these nootropics and see if I can make myself stupid science bitch couldn't even make I more smarter. But, yeah, see if I can get some flowers for Algernon shit going on. Hopefully I won't die at the end, though, right? All right. Because, I mean, damn, I am definitely a mess. Just like Bones and the Lower Class Brats, right? New Seditionaries. Lower Class Brats. Next. Let's go! I wake up in the morning with nothing to do. Give me one reason to be drunk by noon. I take that back. Right, that was the Lower Class Brats right there. Now, I really thought I was a mess when I lost my job in November, right? But, like, check this out. So I was making, so we'll put it this way. Today I drove for 4.5 hours, and I made $40 more than I would have at my old job in 8.5 hours. Not to mention my old job, I blew a hole in my hand. And driving, you know, I sit in my comfortable ass car. I listen to Pogo City Radio. I listen to books on politics. I break all the rules about stuff you're not supposed to listen to. But I do whatever I want and like smoke all day. And I make more money in half the time. Like seriously, I made like $40 more today more than I would have in an 8.5 hour day. I did it in a 4.5 hour day. That is amazing. I love that. That makes me happy. Fuck that old job, right? So you all know I blow that hole in my hand. Out of work forever, right? Sandblasting was 120 PSI of sand just right into my hand. You know what I mean? Big, deep ass hole. I got a piece of leopard print on my hand. That'll be there forever. There's still pieces of sand in there. You could see them and shit. It's crazy looking, insane looking. And I'd be freezing my ass off outside, breathing all that shit in, making less money, far less money. Who'd have thought? You hear that. You hear like, oh, getting fired was the best thing that ever happened. It's like, Jesus Christ, are you serious? But holy shit, goddamn, do I like what I'm doing better. Goddamn, do I like what I'm doing now. Way fucking better. I'm waking up and playing PlayStation at like 6:30 in the morning and then like driving for 3 hours and making the same money I would in 8. It's fucking great. I love it. Fucking love it. I love it. We are gonna move on and we're gonna play the Bruisers, but definitely got some video games to talk about after the Bruisers now that I think about it. But here's Intimidation.
But I won't run from you. Well, that's right, these are all my friends. And now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around. And we'll beat you black and blue. We don't take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game where two can also play. For me on end, all bad lines drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will show that tail. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting, gonna shove you back down your well. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't for you to shame. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't for you to shame.
Your game, but the rules are so boilerplate.
All right, that was the Bruisers right there on Pogo City Radio. I'm checking out our Instagram right now. You guys should be too, at Pogo City Radio. Remember to hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. But yeah, I just put up a new post with a scratch encouraging motherfuckers to download the Podbean app. So all you podcast listeners, now there are far more podcast listeners than there are live listeners, but you podcast people, if you guys get the Podbean app on your phones or whatever, you guys can listen in live, you can call in live, so you should get over in on that. And if you miss any part of the live show, you can catch all of the podcasts at pogocity.stream, and also you can catch the most recent 100 episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, not Google Play. I didn't get us back there yet, but I'm pretty... Now we're on Amazon. We're on Amazon. So it's Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, all those things. All the big ones, except for Google Play, even though I keep saying it because it's just in my head on repeat. But we'll see about getting us back there. But fuck it anyway, right? Hit us up on Spotify, Podbean, iTunes. You know, people. You know. You know. But yes, I was talking about playing video games and shit, and I of course still playing Fortnite, especially now that I got Harley Quinn and shit. God damn, I love that bitch. But yeah, so been playing Fortnite still. Me and Sean, we fuck around on there playing the different modes and shit. But in Fortnite, there was something advertised where you could get like a new fucking weapon or whatever, and it was just like Hulk fists, like where you could just like beat the shit out of people if you downloaded the beta version of the Avengers game. So I of course did it and started playing the beta of the Avengers. Yo, that shit's pretty fucking awesome, people. It is. So it's a little action adventure, but it's also still a shooter, you know what I mean, like a third person type. Even like the Hulk and stuff, not he doesn't have a gun, but like he rips up pieces of like rock out of the ground and chucks them at bad guys, and the way you do that is you aim and fire like you would in a first person shooter. So that's why I'm calling it kind of like a third person shooter. But it's kind of action adventure, and then it's the fighting and the shooter, kind of like the Batman games, except you alternate through the characters being, you know, Iron Man, Thor, fucking the Hulk, the chick that Scarlett Johansson plays, Miss Marvel, and, but yeah, the different missions, and it's cool. Definitely worth playing. I had a lot of fun with it, but I don't know if I still get to play it, because I know I had up until August 23rd to beat part of it, because you didn't just have to download the game, you had to do X amount of missions. And I don't know if I did enough missions to get the award. I don't think I did, and I think I'm out of time, but I hope I still have the beta. I don't know. Shit was fun as fuck, though. It was a little glitchy, of course, but yeah, the game's $60. I ain't paying $60 for it, I'll tell you that fucking much. But yeah, definitely a lot of fun. I've also been going back. My daughter, Ava, she fucking loves playing Mortal Kombat. So I've been playing Mortal Kombat XL. The new Mortal Kombat came out, too. Fucking Mortal Kombat 11. What's it called? It has another name, too. I can't think of it. I haven't played it yet. I know RoboCop's in it. I don't know who else, but the usual characters as well. I don't like how all the ninjas don't have masks anymore. Like Sub-Zero, Scorpion, neither one of them wears a fucking mask. They were the best characters back when there was only like 5 or 7 characters in the original Mortal Kombat arcade game that yours truly used to play at the Boys and Girls Club in Union, New Jersey, and on Sega Genesis. I have a Sega in front of me right now with Mortal Kombat on it. The first one. First three, actually. But anyway, why don't the ninjas have the fucking masks anymore? That does not... I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. At first, Sub-Zero stopped wearing a mask. But now Scorpion don't. That's some bullshit. I mean, I know it's all interactive and you can, like, change your clothes and shit now. But I don't like it. They should have their faces covered. That was the best part. That's what made them cool. That and Scorpion's move was, like, back A or back C. To be like, come here! So it was fucking sweet. It was easy, and you could just abuse the shit. I actually have XL on pause right now. I'm playing the Towers with Scorpion. I only have it on medium, though. Only on medium. I'm a little out of practice, but I ain't lost once yet. I'm on like the 7th dude out of 10, so I'm kicking ass. Kicking ass. About to go to war on those bitches right after we're done. Launch off to war with cheap sex.
The United States is under nuclear attack. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, that was Cheap Sex on Now. David says he's just chilling in the kitchen listening to the show as the kids destroy the house. I feel your pain, David. I feel your pain. But yes, I mean, I have a Sheena, and yes, she is definitely a punk rocker. Definitely a punk rocker, and that kid definitely likes to destroy. But yes, that was Cheap Sex coming off their first album, Punk Core Records, of course. But yeah, we got a couple more songs for you. We got a little bit more. My packages came. I see I got an alert that my packages came. So I'm going to have to go run and grab them bitches, see which ones it actually is. Why don't we throw on some Defiance now? This song is on No Future, No Hope, but we're going to play the 7-inch version because it is fucking amazing. Here is Hands of the Few off the Burn 7-inch. Defiance. Fucking amazing. Love the bass, especially in the intro. The way he just falls in there. It's fucking amazing.
Still may start it. They don't care and they won't listen. Burn more fire than our pain. Not a question that you're Reefers.
God damn, do I love that song. I didn't even go get my package. I just took a dab and was listening to that because I love that fucking song. And I love fucking Defiance. So here's a fucking another one. Here's Burn. That was Defiance right there with Burn on Pogo City Radio. Now, actually yesterday, it's going to take me a while, but I started redecorating the walls of Pogo by moving shit around. I told you guys, I got that 80-inch blanket of scratch printed up. So if you guys seen the videos I make, I usually have that banner that Tyler Young from Sick 86
painted up for us, which we're still going to, we're going to hang over. We're moving that, hanging it over where I'm sitting right now, like where I sit when we actually do the show. So that'll be good for when we take pictures, like, and stuff like that, or videos when we're doing the show. You'll be able to see the Pogo banner there. But because I'm moving them, I got a bunch of posters. I'm not taking them down. Well, flyers, really. Some of them are posters, but flyers mostly. Got a bunch of flyers and shit that got to get reorganized and moved. I basically got to clean off, like, that whole back wall that's usually, like, the big backdrop to hang off the blanket. Well, really just the center. It looks really good. I didn't hang up the blanket yet, but everything that's down needs to be down. And then we're rearranging all the stuff. It looks really good, especially with the new setup of the room. But I'll take some pictures and videos. You guys will see soon. It's definitely not ready. The walls are semi-bare because I got stuff I got to mount and shit. I'm really moving stuff. Like, I had that Casualties record, that saw cut blade one, that saw blade cut one, and like, I had that hanging on the wall and shit. So I got to, like, mount that shit up somewhere else. And I took down the original Johnny Thunders poster, tour poster that I have. Now, when I got it, it was ripped and it had some coffee spilt on it. But I remembered I got this gaudy-ass fucking picture frame in one of the backs of my closet with some print that, like, somebody gave us from a garage sale. You know what I mean? It's just been sitting in the back somewhere. I was like, yo, I need to get into that frame. And I could pop this in the frame and you won't notice it as much and it'll look really good. Yo, I popped that shit in there. I hung it up downstairs. It looks bad ass as fuck. And the frame's got, like, two different areas of, like, it's got, like, inner trim and outer trim, and they're, like, all gold and gaudy, which I normally wouldn't be about, but because it's Johnny Thunders, it looks real cool because it's, like, all glammy. So what I'm doing, I actually grabbed some of those battery-powered Christmas lights, string lights, like, white ones, like you would wrap down, like, maybe the banister at your house and have lights on them. What I'm doing is I'm going to fucking glue those lights into the frame in between the two gold borders, which right now is green paint. I'm going to glue these lights into it. Yo, that shit's going to look badass as fuck, especially because I have a lamp on the wall. Well, a light on the wall right above the picture, like a normal light, but it's a smart light. So the picture itself is the poster is white, and the only ink on it is, like, a navy blue. That's the only print on it, one color. So, like, I'm going to have it lit up with the smart light blue, but then the white lights in the frame around it, it's going to look bad ass as fuck. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look badass as fuck. But we're going to get to the next track. We're going to head out to Belgium. Here's a band coming out of 77, maybe 78. We'll just say the 70s. Here's the Kids with Fascist Cops.
Yeah.
Kids coming out of Belgium right there. Now, instead of picking out the next song, I started ripping, unscrewing stuff off the walls. I got a actual sign that says unique limo parking only. So I'm screwing that. It was screwed to the wall. I have it screwed to another part of the wall now, right over here. And so I can hang some shits. All I got are these like fucking 3-inch screws up here. So I'm fucking putting them in the wall and leaving them out. And then I hang cables off them and also hang unique limo parking only signs all together. DIY or die, right, bitches? Right? We're going to be getting out of here soon. We're coming right up on that hour mark. But yeah, I got to play the bass. Got to be in the studio. Got to be in the studio Wednesday. Today is Monday. I will be happy with myself if I walk in and know all 4 songs. I know 2. I know 2 of them real well, but I want to know all 4. So I know how to play the other 2. I just don't remember them. I just don't want to have to be like, wait, how do they go again? And then it's CGA? Oh, no, it's CGC. Oh, okay. Wait, what? So, like, I don't want that to happen. But yes, and I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to see. I'm going to see when the fuck we could be like, hey, this is the band. This is what we're called, and these are the members in it. So maybe on Wednesday I'll find out. I'm going to hear not yet. No, fuck that. I'm going to state the case. I am gonna state the case to be like, hey, can we tell people we're a band now? We have 4 songs. Can we tell people we're a band now? I hope so. We'll see what happens. But I think I'm getting out of here with this one. I got shit to do, people. I'm sorry. But yes, gonna be getting the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. We are going to leave you with Against All Authority coming out of Florida. But before we do, got to remind you, go over to pogocity.stream if you missed any portion of the live show. Check out the podcast. Check out all the archived episodes, all the interviews, and all the drunken, fucked up, fun times.
How many people out there like to drink?
And look out for more of them to come as well. Like, I'm getting a tattoo, or a few, on Friday. It is also Rude Girl Jess. Rude Girl Jess's birthday Friday. So she is actually going to come hang out on the show for the night. I don't think Sean will be here. His wife has the same birthday, actually, and the birthday is actually August 28th, which is Friday. Mine, I guess mine's the following Friday because mine is the exact week later. I guess my birthday's next Friday. Holy shit. Getting old, aren't I? But yes, gifts, please. Lots of gifts. I want gifts. Give me gifts and blowjobs. Gifts and blowjobs. But we're going to get out of here. LCJ may be on the show on Friday. I told her to come. We'll see if she can. Hopefully she will. Maybe it'll be Andrew in a Jess sandwich. Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to get the fuck out of here before I get myself in trouble. We are going to leave with Against All Authority and Above the Law, coming off Nothing New for Trash Like You.
We're gonna make it.
Reefers.
Hello, Rose City Radio.
Party's over.